Atlanta is beginning work on what will eventually be a reservoir, holding an emergency backup water supply for the city. Right now, it's Bellwood Quarry, a gargantuan hole in the ground west of Midtown, set in what one day will be the city's biggest park. WABE's Molly Samuel stopped by.
Here's what's happening in Bellwood Quarry right now. A crew is using ropes to climb up and down the walls of the quarry, knocking down loose rocks.
Do you see them in the neon colors over there across?
That's Lillian Govis with Atlanta's Department of Watershed Management.
So we're on the overlook at the quarry. You can sort of hear in the distance the sound of the rocks falling as this crew that's here from Colorado is scaling the sides of the quarry.
The dozen or so guys doing the work are like neon ants on a granite rock face hundreds of feet away from us. It'll take them 7 weeks to get all the way around, making sure the quarry is safe and rocks won't fall down when the main construction begins. Later this week, blasting starts to dig shafts going from the height we're standing at now down 400 feet to the floor of the quarry. But this is all prelude to the tunnel boring machine. It's an enormous custom-built thing, currently being partially put together out of state. Later this year, it'll take 70 trucks to get it here.
Come June, those 70 semi-trucks will come barreling down from Ohio.
They'll put the machine together here. That'll take a few months.
Come September, we'll start it on its way.
The tunnel boring machine will dig under Marietta Street and under Howell Mill. It'll dig 5 miles to connect this giant hole near Bankhead to a water treatment plant and the Chattahoochee River. And the giant park? That part comes later. The city will start a planning effort later this year. Molly Samuel, WABE News.